Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and today is May the 25th in the year 2011. My, how time flies. Today, I'm exceptionally excited. We have a very, very, very unique topic. The title of our episode is Insights of a Physician Who Learns to Become an ADHD Coach, and with us in our virtual studio is Dr. Terry Dixon. I got to tell you, everybody, I can't wait to get into this with Dr. Dixon. As a trained physician who has ADHD, who's trained, who's becoming a coach, I don't know anybody who's been trained on both sides very well, I might add. I don't know anybody who's in such a unique position to be able to compare and contrast and really kind of help give us insights on how this all fits together. So very excited about the show. But before we get into it, just a couple reminders for our listeners out there who really don't like to go to websites to check things down, and I'm one of those. If you go to Attention Radio, that's Attention Without the Talk, attentionradio.com, just sign up for our newsletter. We send a newsletter out twice a month, and it's got a listing of all of our upcoming shows. And right now, I think we're almost scheduled out to July. So if you subscribe to it, we can send that stuff out. You can mark your favorite shows that you want to hear and just kind of plan for that. So, again, that's at attentionradio.com. As always, a reminder, the CHAD conference is coming up in November, the middle of the month. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, just 100 miles away from us here in Tampa, Florida. I'm looking forward to attending that this year. If you want to get some more information on that, go to chadd.org, and there you can find out what you need. I also want to give another plug. CHAD, in conjunction with Totally ADD, is sponsoring Now What?, which is a live presentation performance by Rick Green and Pat McKenna of Totally ADD. For our listeners, we had interviewed them about a month ago on this show. These are the two comedians up in Canada that did the award-winning documentary ADD and Loving It. And the performance is actually taking place at the University of Maryland in College Park, so obviously this is regional, on June the 12th. The show times are at 1 o'clock and 6:30. I know you can get information on this at chadd.org, and you can probably get it from Totally ADD. And if you're up in the Metro DC area, I got to tell you something. This is worth the price of admission, I'm sure. Those guys are such a hoot. Rick Green's wife was at the ADHD Coaches Organization conference, and she gave us like some insider tips of the making of the documentary. It was absolutely hilarious, and I'm sure these guys are going to do something like that. So I think it's $49 for adults and $39 for students. So check that out. I highly recommend it. I think you'll have a great time. But enough of all that stuff. We've got an exciting show tonight. Again, with us tonight is Dr. Dixon. He's the founder and director of the Behavior Medicine Clinic in Northwest Michigan that has served and supported children, adolescents, and adults with ADHD for the last 10 years. The clinic provides education and supportive material to families and individuals as well as medical treatment. Dr. Dixon has published a number of articles on ADHD and contributed to book chapters. His heartfelt passion for folks with ADHD led him to coaching, as he believes it fits a need that medication cannot. His coach training includes the ADD Coaching Academy and the Coaches Training Institute, which is kind of cool because I went through the exact same programs with him at different times. He's also a member of the ADHD Coaches Organization. Dr. Dixon speaks regularly on ADHD and has been interviewed locally and nationally by both radio and TV, as well as he's been one of the experts on Ask the Expert on CHAD online forum. Dr. Dixon and his wife and two children live in Traverse City, Michigan. He was diagnosed with ADHD as an adult, and both of his children have ADHD. So with that, Dr. Dixon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is real fun for me. Because so many things kind of come together, and I think you probably can share such a unique perspective as an adult with ADHD, a physician that works with people with ADHD, a physician, an adult who's gone through ADHD coaching. I'm not so sure anybody has that resume other than you. So this is really kind of exciting. I guess I'd like to kind of a couple sections. One, I'd like to tell you you share with us a little bit about yourself and your family. Then I would like you to talk about the training of being an ADHD coach and a physician and how they can kind of compare and contrast. And then at the end, we'll talk a little bit about the role mental health can play in ADHD and what needs it fulfills, and the same thing with ADHD coaching. So with that, tell us a little bit of your background, how you got diagnosed, and how you became a physician and actually got involved in treatment of ADHD and a coach.
Sure. Jeff, my background goes back quite a ways. I am an adult with ADHD and actually wasn't diagnosed until my son was diagnosed with ADHD. And as with so many of us parents, when our children are diagnosed, we realize, wow, I have the same thing. And it's been a real journey. I actually board certified in pediatrics and spent 17 years in general pediatrics and taking care of newborns and those nice little babies and all through adolescence. And I enjoyed that very much. But once we both were diagnosed with ADHD, I began to realize that in my general pediatric practice, we weren't doing much justice to ADHD. In the course of a 15-20 minute well check, maybe the last 30 seconds was devoted to how's your kid's ADHD doing? And so I wanted to start a clinic that really devoted, and we just educate. We have so many educational slides and handouts and pamphlets and books that we give to people and families. So it's really been a help to these families. We love our families, and we've seen so much healing in families through our clinic. So that's been a real joy.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to do this after attending a CHAD conference many, many years ago, and it's just been a real passion. How I got into coaching was I was on the board of directors of ADDA, which is the largest adult ADHD organization.
Yep.
And so I met a lot of ADD coaches, and I said, wow, this really is helpful for people. I can do this too. And I mm-hmm. really got interested, and that's how I started going through ADCA's training.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a great journey. I love coaching, and I love what coaching does for people.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it was difficult for me to become a coach after being a doctor for 20-some years, and now it's going on about 30 years I've been a doctor. A huge transition. I'm a fix-it guy.
Carrie, yep. can we do this, because this is a great transition, because this is really, I think, the real juice of the show. So can we take a okay. break and go to commercial and then come back? And then I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that. But before we go to commercial break, for our listeners out there that might have some questions or want to contact you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You can contact me through addrelationships@yahoo.com is my email. And my website is addrelationshipcoach.com.
And I would imagine if they Googled Dr. Terry Dickson, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, ADHD, I'm sure you're going to come up too, right?
Yep.
All right. Everybody, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I tell you, this is going to be a very exciting part of the show, so just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is, TimeTimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at AttentionRadio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at SusanMcIntosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to Attention Talk Radio. With us tonight is Dr. Dixon, physician and now ADHD coach. Before the break, we were talking about a little bit of his background, him having ADHD himself. And just before we go, we're transitioning now into he was a physician first and then an ADHD coach. And before the break, Dr. Dixon, you were saying it was difficult for you to become a coach. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, very difficult. In fact, I had some self-doubt for a long time. In fact, I needed to be coached myself and actually hired several coaches to coach me to be able to learn to be a coach. When you're a physician, you fix everyone. And so people come with a problem that they need to be fixed, and you fix it. And I'm very happy to fix your problem. And when you come to me, I'm the man, you know. I'll take care of you. I also had to learn to get myself out of the way, because as a physician, you know what's best for your patient. You know what they need. And so almost all of my listening initially was a level one kind of listening. And so for me to listen more globally to people it required a real transformation. And I'm still refining that. When I get a client that, in a sense, comes up with something that I haven't coached before, my tendency is to revert back into that survival mode, fix-it kind of mode, and go right back into it. And it isn't coaching. The agenda is all about me then. And I actually have benefited. My kids have benefited more from me learning to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family has benefited. I actually talk to my family better. Not that it was bad, but remember I have ADHD.
Uh-huh.
I have that tendency to get defensive, and when things get too frustrating, I shut down. Coaching has actually helped not only my clients, but it's helped me and my whole family.
Wow. Dr. Dixon, can I pause for a second? I want to just do a little bit of translating for everybody. Level one listening is a CTI term that we learn in coaching. Level one is when you're listening to the thoughts in your head and you're paying attention to what's kind of going on in your world. Level two is you're listening to your client. Level three, it's a little bit more of a global everything. You're listening to what's kind of going on in the presence in the room. And the idea of coaching is you don't, nobody's there to really be fixed. Who you're working with was born naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. In other words, they're not broken, they're not fixed. They actually know the solutions to their own problems. They just haven't been able to tap into it. As a coach, your job is to help them discover what they already know, but they weren't really paying attention to. And what I'm hearing you say, Dr. Dixon, is on the physician side, it's diagnose and treat, which is very much I know what's best for the client, and they don't necessarily know. And on the coaching side, you kind of have to let go of that a little bit in order for it to work, because you're going to facilitate an environment to help that person really discover what's going on. And I'm hearing that was really tough transition for you.
It's huge tough. And I also have, like everyone else, I have certain belief patterns too. And when you learn to be a coach, you have to let go of certain beliefs, or you need to establish new beliefs, because all of that enters into the coaching process. And so if you really want to help your clients as a coach, there are things internally that you need to let go of. Plus, you need to get yourself out of the way because the agenda is the client. But I have used coaching questions with my own patients. Now we're shifting to my office practice where I prescribe medications. And I have noticed a shift. They open up more. The patients, it's easier for them to talk. They feel more free. I'm using more open-ended questions. And even the patients are realizing possibilities in their life more than when I was being very black and white, and this is what you need, and this is what you need to do. Actually, that wasn't really helping my patients as much as using more of a coaching atmosphere has, and I've noticed a world of a change in just my communication with my own patients.
So I love what you just said. So, and I'm just generalizing here, and please correct me. And when you weren't thinking in the coaching mindset, it was like, here's some stimulants. You need to kind of go do this, and out the door they went. You were just kind of telling them what to do. Now I'm hearing more of what is it like for you to take stimulants? What's it doing for you? What are the possibilities? Is that accurate?
Well, now I might say something like, now you're on a stimulant. What are you experiencing?
Uh-huh.
Because it opens up possibilities more than if I, say, well, this is what you should be feeling.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love
because,
that. Here's what you should be feeling rather than telling them what they should be feeling, you're asking them what's it like for them to discover it on their own and to articulate their experience. Is that accurate?
Exactly. I mean, for one, I really feel that if you go to any practitioner to be diagnosed for ADHD and get treated, you definitely should go to someone who knows a lot about ADHD and has treated a lot of people with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one. But then what I'm finding is that you need to treat that person as a naturally creative and whole person.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise they may not see the possibilities. I mean, it's one thing to be treated and to be more focused, but that's just the beginning, and that's what I found with coaching. That's why I wanted to be a coach, because medicine can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then that creative self can come out, and that's when I think it's important to start talking about possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think if you are on medication, if you need it, and you have coaching, you've got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. This is just absolutely fascinating because the research tells us that multimodal treatment is optimum, and you're combining it all in one source. One location. They come to you, and they can get the one side. Here's your physical brain. I mean, David Gwork at ADCA, he really preaches the machine, mind, and mission. The machine is the physical part of the brain. The mind is the thoughts and beliefs, and you have to align those two in order to accomplish your mission. And the mental health side and the stimulants are dealing with the physical side, but the coaching actually dealing with those thoughts and minds for it to kind of come together. It's a one-stop shop, and you've got to be one of the only people in the country that really provides all that in one place.
Well, I know the pathophysiology part of it, and of course, in our clinic, we've used all of the different types of medicines, and so, I mean, I'm pretty much an expert now of, how the medicines work and what works and what doesn't and things like that. So, I can tie that part into it.
Uh-huh.
But on even a higher level, I find, and I'm really not just trying to sell coaching. I've seen it for myself. I've seen by being coached, I love being coached. I've seen what it's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a sense of what it can do for my patients. They're not just patients, they're people.
Mm-hmm.
That are really whole. And from ADCA's model, like the I model, is that interest, the higher the interest level, the higher the focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, and really hemming in on what that interest is, you get an idea of what their passions are, what's
uh-huh.
really important for them, what they're really honoring in their life, and that's where the coaching part comes in.
And just to translate for our listeners a little bit, David Gork, who's been on our show before several times, I might add, he has this iModel, and it's a model that we coaches use to kind of help really focus and dissect a little bit about where a person's passions and stuff are, and sometimes where they're just not interested in stuff like that. It's a conceptual thing that we use to kind of really differentiate that stuff. And what I'm hearing is you apply that with the clients, and it can really manifest and help, because you're helping them that way just manage their ADHD in a positive way.
Once I manage their ADHD, and we really, and that's a process too, and it takes, you know, maybe return, you know, obviously return visits, to get their medication just right, and
uh-huh.
And we want them to know the side effects and all of that. Then it's a matter of what I like to do with them is I like to sit down and talk to them what's really fulfilling for them. Now that they're focused, where is that fulfillment in their life? What are they really going to do? And then I also like to see, Are they in balance with their life? You know, is that balance really there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we also then can get into what beliefs are serving them well, what beliefs aren't serving them well,
mm-hmm.
and if there's obstacles there, and so there's quite a few things that we really can talk about, and I am finding that with the people that I see in my office that are also being coached, that it's extending beyond, up and beyond, okay, I'm focused now,
mm-hmm.
To possibilities. And even after a while, after you've been on medication for a few weeks, if you're on the right medication, sometimes you don't even know you're on medication. You know, you forget that you're taking it. You know, you get used
yep.
to being focused.
Yep.
And so you don't even know if the medication is working. But what's really exciting about ADHD coaching is you still can have time management problems. You still can have relationship problems, which is my passion. You still can have problems with procrastination. And with coaching, you can really explore those avenues. What's holding you back?
Yep.
What's stopping you?
Yep.
And what are those possibilities? And who would you really want to be?
Terry, tell what. I want to take another break for our last commercial break and come back and kind of delve into that a little bit further. Again, for our listeners that are interested in contacting Terry, you can go to addrelationships, that's plural, at yahoo.com, or you can go to his website at addrelationshipcoach.com. So with that, we'll be right back after this message. Well, we're having
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. With us in our studio tonight is Dr. Dixon, ADHD coach and a physician who treats those with ADHD, which is very unique in our world today. Dr. Dixon, I had a person in the chat room who kind of came in late who kind of barged in and said, you know, where are we in this thing? And I wanted to take a moment to kind of answer his questions and get a high level because I think it would be helpful here. And then I got a couple questions for you. What I'm hearing you say in this process is that there's space for mental health professionals and ADHD coaches, but it's a different paradigm, and that for you individually, it was difficult for you to go through both trainings because they come from different places, and one is a diagnose and fix, or you know, I can fix you, and the other one is, wait a second, you're already fixed yourself, and it was a little bit of a challenge for you to kind of really manage that and pull it together. But now that you see both sides, you have been able to interchange those two and work them together, which has been powerful. And what I'm hearing is that it's really transformative to you individually, but also transformative to your clientele. Is that an accurate assumption?
It is accurate. In fact, coaching has changed my life, and it's actually been helpful for my family. I'm very much interested in ADHD and relationships. And if you go on my website, you'll see. In fact, for those of you listening, if you do happen to attend the International CHAD Conference in Orlando that Jeff was mentioning, I will be giving a pre-conference seminar that's 3 hours on coaching the non-ADHD spouse. And we have had our ups and downs in our marriage because of my ADHD, and that's why I have such a passion for that. And it just having the coaching background. And when I communicate with my wife using more of a coaching approach, it's helped our communication immensely.
Mm.
That's not all, but that's helped. But we've grown a lot too. But it's been a life changing thing for us in a lot of ways, especially with my kids too. I'm not as apt to say, "Why did you get an F on your report card?" It's changed now to what do you think about this? You know, what do you feel about this? That's more of a coaching question. Or how does this make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would you do different if something could be done? And it's more of a now it opens up possibilities. They're not closed-ended questions. And I've noticed that our kids have actually communicated more with me.
Oh,
personally.
Hey, whoa, stop. I got to highlight this, everybody. I got a 15, 16-year-old. When they go through puberty, it's hard enough to get them to talk. And if you're saying, how do you feel about that grade, everybody out there, if you've never asked that question of your teenager, you've always said, you know, you got a C or D or whatever, how do you feel about that? I'm not saying everybody's going to get a response, but for some of you out there, you'll be absolutely amazed at how much more you get from your teenager than what you're getting now. And Terry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's a huge aha for me. I've done that myself. It's absolutely amazing.
It's an aha when you say, you know, like what comes up for you when you think about your grades, or what you know, what's happening here. Because then they can open up, and then they feel non-threatened. They feel like there's space for them, and that Dad isn't going to just, you know, beat me over the head. And it just opens up an immense possibilities just for your relationship to grow. It's amazing, and I've seen it with our kids. And I tell you that the way I was with my ADHD, not trying to just put myself down, but because of my upbringing and the way my dad attacked me and with my ADHD, it was tough. Coaching has really changed a lot for me.
Well, Dr. Dixon, I got to tell you, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's very insightful. Again, for those of you out there who might have a question or want to get in contact with them, is all you need to do is go to addrelationshipcoach.com. With that, Dr. Dixon, thank you very much for being on the show.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.